This is Richmond Shepherd. I've spent my life in theater as an actor, as a mime, as a director, producer, writer. I'm unfit for real work. But I've been a critic for over 20 years. I'm being conducted in an interview by David Lefkowitz on Days Gone By for UNC Radio.
Here on the 11th annual Total Theater Tony Show with me, Dave Lefkowitz, hosting, and someone who has been part of my life for many, many years now, a colleague and a friend. We together co-publish Performing Arts Insider Theater Journal, which I tell you about every week on my show, this wonderful journal that's been around since 1944. He reviews for TotalTheater.com as well as LivelyArts.com. That's lively with a little hyphen, arts.com. He's Richmond Shepherd. He's done pretty much everything you can possibly think of in the world of theater, from acting, directing, producing, owning theaters. I mean, literally, you name it. And what we want to do is just talk to Richmond for a couple of minutes about his favorite shows of this past season, be they on or off Broadway. So first of all, welcome once again back to the neighborhood, Richmond Shepherd. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right, too.
I just noticed that when I said that, hello, how you doing? It really sounds like Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. When I was a theater critic for WNEW Radio here years ago, some years ago, mm-hmm. They loved having my New York accent because someone talking about New York theater, they figured it should sound like a New Yorker, so here I am.
Because back in the day, everybody figured critics should sound like, you know, dusty old Englishman or John Simon, and was kind of nice, I'm sure, to have somebody, these damn dogs, I saw this play, this is what I thought of it, here it is, you know,
yeah.
That New York-y attitude. So, Richmond, you've been to not a whole bunch of shows this year, but you've seen a few. What were some of your favorites? Like, what was your favorite play of the year?
I would say Disgraced was. It was a pleasure to go to a play that has ideas, intellectual insights, political understandings, within the context of friends with various sexual attractions, and you know, all your smart cookies better run and see it before it closes.
Well, that's what you said back then. It closed, I think, in March or April. It did win the Pulitzer Prize, I believe, for Ayad Akhtar, the author.
Well deserved.
Well, I saw it too. I have to say, it was kind of, I wasn't that over the moon with it, but I was pretty surprised at how negative it was about, well, Muslims.
Well, it showed the narrowing viewpoint of Islam, or the groups that are trying, like ISIS, is consider itself a harbinger of the imminent end of the world that is not Muslim. Anyway.
Actually, a harbinger of the imminent end of the world is Josh Groban singing on the Tonys. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what that means. Hey, what about your favorite revival of a play this year on Broadway?
I liked the Heidi Chronicles a lot.
How come?
But it was a good play, well done. I think it was Wasserstein's best. Two shows I would have nominated were not nominated. One is called The Visit, which is a terrific play by Dürrenmatt, which is made into a musical some years ago. And I also thought The Funniest Show in Town is It Should Have Been You. Classic clarity in it. You don't stop laughing in this show, It Should Have Been You.
Why do you think it didn't get any love from the Tony nominators? Why do you think people are just kind of poo-pooing that show while audiences apparently are having a great time?
The audiences are having a really great time, and I'm sure the word of mouth is good or has been good. I don't know. The one thing we know for sure is you never know.
I think you told that to me the first time we even met. The one thing we know about theater is nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows anything with relation to the movie business, where they make $200 million mistakes. And a friend who ran a movie studio said to me, in the film business, nobody knows anything. They're all guessing.
Well, they're guessing on Broadway, too. I mean, if we were talking, let's say, 11 months ago, we would have figured big, big musicals would have been The Last Ship, the Sting musical. But that didn't make any money, that one. And these are shows that got really good reviews. That
wasn't good enough. So The Last Ship, when I saw it, I said, this is going to sink.
There you go.
It was based on a false premise that people who were offered a job using their old tools but to make a new product in the shipyard, by the only thing they can do is build ships. And not building something else, it's sophistry. So that's why it sank.
Well, okay, but
one identify with those people.
But besides It Should Have Been You, which is a new musical that was not nominated, there's another show that got really no love from audiences, even though the critics really liked it, and you really liked Honeymoon in Vegas.
I have that on my list of shows that I liked. I thought,
yeah,
a good old-fashioned musical that's just a lot of fun.
So why did it die on the vine?
Well, it's because nobody... you never know.
Well, why did you like Honeymoon in Vegas? Why was it fun?
The tone, the music, the lively, the dancing. It was like a good old-fashioned musical.
I know, but sometimes those don't sell anymore. I mean, Woody Allen had one last year, and that tanked. The Bullets over Broadway last season, you know?
But you never know.
You never know. Well, I do know that I am always proud and happy to talk to my friend, 86-year-old Richmond Shepherd. Do you have any projects?
I'm a mime, and I'm still doing mime.
Thank God.
In November, I did 4 shows in cabarets, mm-hmm. 5 of them, actually, and they called the show, "You Want to Be a What?" 2 other mimes in the show with me. So there were 2 men and a woman, and we did a whole bunch of stuff, which you're probably going to do again in September.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad you're still up there. You're still doing... You're still, I'm sure, writing things and maybe going to direct and teach around the country and around the world, too.
When I have to stop, I'm going to leave.
There you go. You keep going until you drop. That's what it's all about.
There you go, man. Have a good time while you're doing it.
Well, it's always a great time talking to Richmond Shepherd. Thank you, Richmond. Thanks once again for being with us.